Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. And today we're looking at something pretty fascinating. It's an article called Growth of the God Concept from the website Discover Jesus.
Okay.
And we're going to unpack how like humanity's understanding of God has evolved over time. And, you know, and the article makes a really interesting point that Jesus' teachings play a really key role in that whole shift.
Yeah, you know what's really cool about this article is that it's not just a historical timeline.
Right.
It really dives into how Jesus specifically, like, took the existing concepts of God and expanded on them, you know, and it kind of revolutionized the way people thought about their relationship with God.
So let's set the stage a little bit. You know, the article starts by taking us way back long before Jesus to the concept of Yahweh.
Right.
This, like, you know, the tribal deity of the Sinai clans.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very much like a localized, very, like, territorial understanding of God.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that context because, you know, while it might seem limited to us now for those early tribes, Yahweh was everything. He was their protector, their provider, their lawgiver.
Right.
It was a very intimate, albeit localized connection.
So how did this concept of God start to evolve beyond those tribal boundaries?
Well, the article points to this figure named Melchizedek.
Oh, yeah.
Who introduced Abraham to El Elyon, the Most High God.
Okay.
And this is where things start to get really interesting because Melchizedek wasn't part of Abraham's tribe.
Right.
He was a priest king from a totally different lineage.
Okay.
And yet he was sharing this idea of a God who transcended tribal affiliations, a God who was most high over all others.
So you're telling me that, like, even before Jesus, there were people who were already pushing the boundaries of how people understood God.
Oh, absolutely. And it wasn't just Melchizedek.
Okay.
The article also talks about El Shaddai, which was this Egyptian concept that the Hebrews encountered during their captivity in Egypt.
Okay.
And this was a god of power and abundance, you know, kind of a provider on a much grander scale.
So we're starting to see a pattern here.
Yeah.
You've got Yahweh, the tribal protector, and then El Elyon, the god above all others.
Right.
And then El Shaddai, this provider of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the concept of God is expanding outward with each new influence.
You got it. And then, of course, you have Elohim, which is this pluralistic term that kind of hinted at the concept of the Trinity, which,
right,
as you know, becomes very central to Christian theology.
Right.
All of these threads are kind of woven together, and they eventually lead to what the article calls the Supreme Yahweh, this powerful, all-encompassing creator God.
So by the time Jesus enters the picture, the concept of God had already come a long way,
yeah,
from those early tribal origins.
Absolutely.
But the article really goes on to say that Jesus takes this idea of the Supreme Yahweh and transforms it in a really revolutionary way.
For sure.
Can't wait to find out how we'll have to wait until part two.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so you're right. By the time we get to Jesus, the concept of God, you know, it had evolved significantly. But what Jesus did and what this article really highlights, I think, is he kind of shifted the emphasis away from God's power and more towards his love and compassion.
So we're moving away from fearing God to, like, embracing God.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big change, don't you think?
Yeah.
For the time.
It was huge, and it really challenged a lot of the existing religious and social norms of the day. Because, you know, back then, people believed that God was this distant, powerful being,
yeah,
who needed to be appeased through, you know, sacrifices and strict adherence to the law.
Right. Yeah. Like, it reminds me of the Greek gods where you had to, you know, give them gifts and sacrifices and stuff.
Exactly.
To appease them.
Exactly.
Okay. So I can definitely see how emphasizing God's love could have been a real game changer.
Yeah.
But how did that actually look in practice? Like, how did Jesus actually teach about this more loving, approachable God?
Well, the article brings up a bunch of examples, okay, but one of the most striking, I think, is how Jesus emphasized this, like, direct personal relationship with God.
Good.
He taught that, you know, God wasn't just this remote figure who only interacted with, like, prophets or priests.
Right.
But he was a father who desired a close, intimate connection with all of his children.
That must have been really revolutionary for people who are used to this idea of a God who's, you know, all about judgment and punishment.
Totally. And you see this reflected in the way that Jesus redefined prayer.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't about begging for favors or trying to avoid God's wrath.
Right.
It was about connecting with a loving father and, you know, sharing your hopes and fears and seeking guidance and comfort.
Right. It's about, like, a relationship.
It's about a relationship. Exactly.
It's almost like Jesus was democratizing the divine in a way.
Yeah.
making God accessible to everyone, not just a select few.
You could say that, yeah, and this idea is further reinforced by the whole concept of the indwelling spirit, which the article also talks about.
Oh, right. I remember that. That's the idea that God actually resides within each of us.
Yeah.
Like not some external force, but like an intimate personal presence.
Exactly. And this idea totally revolutionized the way people thought about their connection to the divine. It was no longer something that you had to, you know, go to a temple or climb a mountain for.
Right.
That connection was available to anyone, anywhere, at any time.
Right.
Because that divine spark was already within you.
I love that. And that's such a powerful concept, especially for people who may have felt like marginalized or excluded from traditional religious structures.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could see how that would have been incredibly empowering. But I'm curious, what about the rules and regulations?
Sure.
I mean, the Old Testament is full of thou shalt nots. So how did Jesus reconcile that with this idea of a loving God?
Well, that's another area where Jesus' teachings marked a real profound shift.
All right.
He didn't completely do away with the law.
Okay.
But he reinterpreted it through this lens of love.
Okay.
So instead of focusing on this rigid set of rules, mm-hmm. you know, he emphasized the importance of love. Love for God and love for your neighbor.
So instead of this, like, fear-based system of rules,
yeah.
he offered a path based on love and compassion.
Yes.
That sounds simple. But I bet it was really challenging to actually live that out.
It was, and it still is.
Yeah.
But the article suggests that by actually, like, striving to embody those teachings in our daily lives through, you know, acts of kindness and forgiveness and compassion,
right.
we actually participate in building God's kingdom here on earth.
I like that.
We become these reflections of that love that Jesus so powerfully revealed.
Wow. It's amazing to think about. How much of our current understanding of God comes from, you know, this one man who lived over 2,000 years ago?
Yeah.
It really makes you wonder what would have happened to the concept of God if Jesus hadn't come along.
It really does. It's something to ponder, isn't it?
It is.
And, you know, maybe that's a question we can kind of dig into a little bit more when we discuss the article's call for this new symbolism to represent this evolved understanding of God.
Right.
But we'll have to save that for part three.
You know, it's kind of wild to think that something as, you know, huge and complex as like the concept of God could be so profoundly impacted by one person.
Right. Like it really speaks to the power of ideas.
Totally.
And, you know, the lasting impact of Jesus's teaching.
For sure. Okay. So you mentioned earlier that the article calls for like this new symbolism to represent this evolved understanding of God.
Right.
What exactly does it mean by that?
Well, think about it. For centuries, God has often been depicted as, you know, like a king or a judge, this powerful figure, you know, sitting on a throne.
Yeah.
And, you know, those images reflect a certain understanding of God, one that really emphasizes power and authority.
Right. And as we've been talking about, Jesus really shifted the focus to love and compassion and the more personal relationship with God.
Exactly. And so the article is arguing that, you know, those old images, they might not be adequate anymore.
Right.
They don't fully capture this essence of this, you know, loving, approachable God that Jesus revealed.
That's a really interesting point. If we're going to move beyond these traditional symbols, what kind of imagery could really, you know, represent something as vast and complex as God's love?
Yeah, that's a question the article leaves open for us to consider. You know, it doesn't give us any easy answers,
right?
But it encourages us to think outside the box, to, you know, explore new metaphors and new images and even new experiences
yeah.
that might resonate more deeply with this evolved understanding of God.
You know, it's like we're being invited to participate in like the ongoing evolution of the God concept.
It's exactly
to like find new ways to express our own understanding of the divine.
Yeah.
In ways that feel, you know, authentic and meaningful.
Exactly. And it's not just about like finding new images.
Right.
It's about living out those teachings in our daily lives. You know, actions speak louder than words, as they say.
So true. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today in this deep dive into the evolution of the God concept.
Yeah, we have.
What would you say is like the key takeaway for our listeners?
I think the main takeaway here is that, you know, our understanding of God isn't static.
Right.
It's constantly evolving, shaped by new experiences, new insights, new teachings. And, you know, Jesus played such a key role in that evolution, you know, shifting the focus from power and judgment to love and compassion.
Yeah, he showed us that God isn't this like distant, unapproachable being,
right,
but a loving father who desires a close personal relationship with each of us.
And that realization, as this article so beautifully illustrates, has, you know, really profound implications for how we understand you know, our own spirituality,
right,
our relationship with God, and even our interactions with the world around us.
It's a lot to think about, that's for sure. And as always, this deep dive has only just scratched the surface.
Right.
But hopefully it sparked your curiosity.
Yeah.
And given you some new insights to ponder.
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe you might even consider this. If traditional symbolism no longer fully represents this evolved understanding of God, you know, what new ways can you think about and express your connection to the divine?
That's a great question to leave our listeners with. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deeper into the mysteries of the universe.